What is up, everybody? This is Recap and Rewind. I'm Jay Lag.
And I'm NB.
And we are recapping and reviewing Westworld Season 2, Episode 3, and it's called The Riddle of the Sphinx.
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 So did you know why the episode was called that?
I didn't know exactly, but I feel like it has, like, it's some sort of mythological storyline, no?
So apparently it's a timeless riddle, which, guys, I honestly have no idea. So apparently it's a riddle.
Okay.
And the riddle goes, which creature has one voice and yet becomes four-footed and two-footed and three-footed? The answer, man, who crawls on all fours as a baby, then walks on 2 feet as an adult, and then uses a walking stick in an old age. And? The progression toward death, in other words, which James hoped to circumvent. So that's, I guess, what it all ties back to, is that, like, they're trying to, like, essentially cheat death, I guess.
Right, with, like, James's, yeah. James Delos's storyline.
Yeah. Like, Jim. Everything in this show, like, has crazy meanings. Like, and yeah. If you have no idea, like, it kind of just goes over your head, and it totally did for me.
100%.
So I love reading these other recaps who kind of, like, they explain, like, every single detail. And I'm like, oh, okay, thank you.
True, thank you.
Thank you.
We are not the professionals in this situation. Yeah, what did you think of the episode?
I mean, it was a really good episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really, really, really good. It answers a lot of questions.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, what did you think?
I loved it. I thought it was great. Yeah. I think that there was a lot of information that we got from it. Knowing kind of now we can speculate a little bit larger about, like, what the weapon could be, like, what they were up to outside of just, like, making this theme park. Yeah. There was so much more going on, obviously, in the underground, and it was all revealed this episode. So right. it was really cool the way they did it. Like, they focus a lot on the father storyline, like Jim Delos' storyline.
Yeah,
and
there had to be a reason why they brought him back, especially with the actor that he is. He's a famous actor, so there had to be a reason why they were going to use him. And it totally made sense as to how they linked his storyline to, like, the weapon, kind of, and explaining it through that. So let's just get into it.
Yeah. So let's start off with talking about Grace, which is the character that we were introduced to a couple episodes back from Raj World. Is that what it's called?
Right. Yeah.
And
so we see her this week.
Yes.
And she's captured because we see that she fell off the cliff and she gets captured by Ghost Nation.
Yeah.
So now, like, they have her.
Yeah, and she's still alive.
And she's with, like, the Hemsworth brother. So, like, they're good together. Yeah. And then what happens that, like, she runs away? Like, they get attacked or something?
So before they're about to do something, I think they're about to do, like, a ceremony or something. She's able to, like, get herself out and she, like, runs away.
She runs away. And, like, at this point, guys, like, the Ghost Nation isn't really, like, they're not killing them, so, like, there's obviously a reason why, like, they're holding on to them. Right. So I don't know why she, like, insisted, like, to dip.
I guess she doesn't want to be captain. Yeah. But yeah, she talks to the Hemsworth brother and he's like, I've been here from time, and, like, they just keep capturing people. They're not killing anybody. It's really weird. They're only killing, like, random hosts that they find. They're not killing like real guests. So it goes back to the question that we were asking, I think, last episode, which is, like, what is Ghost Nation's, like, gem? Like, what is her situation?
I mean, it looks like...
What are they out here doing?
So far, it looks like they want to gather, like, all the real people.
Uh-huh.
And, like, protect them, maybe.
Maybe it's just protecting them.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
And, like, we'll see what
I know
happens.
We also talked about, like, maybe even them using them as ransom so they can, like, get a rewritten storyline.
Yeah.
Which I kind of love. I know it sounds kind of funny,
know.
But, like, it would be amazing if, like, these robots are like, but we want a better storyline.
We
want
to protect. Like, I mean, the fact that they aren't going rogue and they aren't becoming violent and they're more like to protect, like, the real people, like, that already is a huge thing. So why are they like that?
For
what's
sure.
in their programming that, like, they haven't become, like, violent so far, and how they're all banding together. Like, Ghost Nation is, like, an entire nation who, like, is sticking together. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're all connected in a sense.
I think it's kind of amazing that they took this route with these characters, because I think it's not something that is you know, we're not gonna know that that's, like, important until the very end, I'm sure. But, like, you're seeing these cowboys, you're seeing all these people, like, just go crazy. They're shooting people, they're killing people, but these this native group that are in within Westworld who were known to be savages, who were known to like skin people's heads, mm-hmm. are the ones that are not doing anything. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's interesting that the writers made them have this storyline, and there must be a meaning, like a deeper, interesting meaning behind the reason why they did.
So I don't know if you noticed this either, but remember in the episode where like William is they're basically selling the idea of Westworld like to William and Logan,
right?
And like there was that one man with the blonde chick, and they were both hosts, right? Like after we find out. So I think that guy is in Ghost Nation, right?
Oh, is that so?
I think it's him. Yeah. When I was reading one of the recaps, they were like, he's the same guy that like did the intro like demo with William.
Oh.
So there has to be, there has to be like a meaning as to like why it's the same character. Like he's going to play a big part, whatever. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I feel like at this point, like you have to pay close attention to every single person, which begs the question, why do they introduce the Hemsworth brother again? Like, why is he not dead?
Well, I think he'll do something for sure.
But like, what?
He'll do something because he still has knowledge. Like he's like LC, but like the other version kind of, you know?
So Grace gets away. We'll talk about her at the end of the episode, but speaking of Elsie, let's talk about Bernard.
She back.
So last time we saw Bernard, he was being dragged by Clementine.
Yes.
And then she literally didn't stop dragging him for like 25
she
minutes.
She like walked.
She walked and like drops him off
in front of this cave, right?
Yeah. So he walks inside, and who do we see? None other than
his girl,
who he freaking like kidnapped last season.
So we see Elsie, and she's like, "Bitch, what are you doing here?" She's like, "You tried to kill me. Like, get away from me."
And she's like, "You left me for dead." Like, yeah, like
she looks good, guys. Like, she doesn't look like she's been like hiding for like 8 months. Like,
yeah,
her hair got longer. Her skin, she looks more tanned.
Yeah. Like, I wonder if that's some like an indicator though, because like I feel like they wouldn't do that on purpose. Like, I know that they took a full season off, but like, do you think that there is some significance behind the fact that she looks so perfect?
I don't know. I feel like I feel like the show has so many mind fucks for us coming up that like I can't deal with another mind fuck with Elsie right now. Like just let it be. Like
just let her
guys,
be the
like,
human.
I can't handle all of this. Like my brain is gonna like explode.
Yeah, it's
so
too much.
It could possibly be, but I don't know. I feel like there's already so much going on. Like
yeah, like she's been dead from time, and then they made a robot.
Yeah,
of her,
like
and now
who
she's
did
helping
that?
Bernard. It's like my god, what the hell? Yeah. So hopefully that's not the case. But anyway, so she sees Bernard, and he like. He has to try to explain to her, like, it wasn't me. I was under control of Ford. I'm actually a robot. So she starts, like, freaking out because she's like, what the hell? Like, you're not, like, a real person.
So she finds out in this moment that he's a host.
Right.
Like, because it's funny because, like, we've questioned this, too. She's like, wait. She's like, you went on leave. Like, you were on rotation. She's like, you left. Like,
right.
He left as in, like, he went back home to see his family. She's like, you left. Like, what do you mean? Like, this, like, you never ended up leaving. And, like, he's like, no, everything was fake. Like, I didn't even have a family. Like,
yeah.
Like, they were, like, gone or whatever. Or, like, planted into his story.
Right. And so she realized the gag. And then he's just trying to, like, say that it's not like he's not like a
he's not a like gonna person, kill her basically
but she still thinks that he's bad.
Yeah,
so the entire episode he's basically trying to like gain her trust again.
Yeah,
so
and it's like just in time because at this point he's like beyond glitching out.
Yeah,
and he's like leaking like the time of the month. Like it's like he needs to like either get a tampon in his ear or like she needs to get that fluid shit up in him. So it comes at the perfect time because like she's gonna take care of him, obviously.
Yeah.
Then so like they start their journey like to like the lab, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And so he starts to have like these flashbacks like back and forth because as we remember he started to have these like mind f's where he thinks that he's in the past, he thinks he's in the future, he doesn't know where he is, but then he's like, I've been to this cave before. And then he starts walking into the cave and then he finds a secret passageway and then he opens it and then they both walk in and it's like a underground laboratory,
right?
Just like the one that he found with his girl Charlotte.
Yeah.
So they get in there and then they find like everybody in there is like dead. So
he
does walk in there and he's like, I've been here before, but I've been here like recently.
Mm-hmm.
like it wasn't from time, it was like recently. So I don't know what that means, but like we're supposed to know that he has been there at some point in time, like in the right. in the near past. So there's all these dead scientists everywhere, and he starts to have these flashbacks. So that's the only way that we're able to understand it, mm-hmm. because right now Elsie is just trying to open this one like random door in the corner.
Right.
And so he's looking around and he sees these flashbacks of these scientists just working on something. And he kind of clues in that maybe there's something that they were working on here, mm-hmm. that wasn't exactly what they were doing in the other laboratory right. with Charlotte.
Because so we see the drone host, right? Like at that right. point, like whenever you see the drone host, you know that there's like a separation between like the original labs and like this right. next tier, like secret lab area. So yeah. we know that they're working on probably the weapon. And we see those little like red balls, right? Like you right. keep seeing the red balls.
Yeah.
And those
And so the balls are reminiscent of the ones that were pulled out of the host in the beginning of the season.
Right.
They look like little light bulbs, but those ones were white. They were like right. LED light bulbs. But these ones are red. Mm-hmm. And I think like as soon as I saw them, I'm like, there must be a difference between the
and
two of them.
And you kept like, saying it. And like, I love this because Jaylag was like, if you kept noticing, they kept showing like the blood and like the white right. milk, like spilling mixing. Into each other, and they're mixing it. They kept cutting back to that shot.
Yeah.
And then after you said it, I was like, oh my god, it's so true, because it's like the mixture of like the real blood and the human right. the mind mixing with like this white like thing, you know, like exactly. the thing that makes the host. So it's like huge right. moment. Like it was massive a huge moment
for sure.
And like I think it's one of those moments where like you guys have to really go back to the episode and watch it all over again, because once you watch it, you kind of, you get it. And then you want to go back and like put the pieces back together.
For sure.
Especially for this episode. Sure. So like, yeah, I would suggest like everyone go back and rewatch the episode. Go back if you and haven't
watch
already. The episode.
Watch season 1-4 again, or episode 1-4. And so, yeah, I just thought it was just very interesting to see this aspect of it, because we didn't know what was going on this whole time, and then suddenly they gave us everything in this one episode.
We had an inkling like that was gonna be
that's true. We still don't really know what Bernard's involvement is in all of this, because he does say that he was there at some point in time, and Elsie's just like not really sure why and how. And so right before they open up the door, he has like a final flashback, mm-hmm. and it shows him becoming like Savage Bernard, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So he sees himself killing every single one of the scientists in there. But before he kills them all, he takes this like little tiny like marble looking ball out of this like glass like cage.
So that's the thing. That's like the mind, basically. Right.
We're not really sure what it is, but like it must or be some sort of blueprint.
I think we know what it is. We don't know whose it belongs to.
Right.
And I think that's the important question that like we have to find out.
Yeah.
Because whose consciousness is he keeping right now? You right. know what I mean?
Right. So it's really, really interesting to see that. And on top of that, so anyway, we'll get into it. I'm just like, blah, blah, blah. So she gets to the door and she's like, we need to open up this door.
So she Elsie opens the like, door, so like, but like perma she's like curious. Impatient. Yeah, yeah. Because she like, wants to get to this door, and Bernard's like sketching the F out, and he's like, don't open it. Like he's yelling at her like, don't.
Yeah.
Because at this point, so we're recapping it basically like by character, but like this is all happening like it's being chopped up between other storylines, right?
Right. So we're going to finish this off and then we'll go back to the ending. But she opens up the door and
it's like a next lab area. It's a
next lab.
But it's like, it looks like hell on Earth.
Yeah.
It's like red lights, broken glass, blood, like dead bodies.
People are dead in there.
Yeah. So it literally looks like hell.
So before we move into the rest of the story with Elsie and Bernard, let's cut back all the way back to what's going on with the man in black, a.k.a. William. So let's talk about old man in black first.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of going through his own journey right now. So he's going with his buddy.
So he's basically linked up back to Lawrence's storyline. And I was asking you the same question because I was like, I don't understand like why he's reliving the same like Lawrence loop, because he's experienced this already. But we do know that like in every other like time that he's experienced Lawrence's storyline, he's killed his wife and his kid. Like, the Man in Black has murdered them. So in this storyline, in this time, I think the Man in Black, and you see a lot of flashbacks to his wife killing herself in, like, the real world. So the idea like, the idea is that, like, he's sort of feeling, like, remorse, and, like, he's feeling this connection to Lawrence's, like, storyline. And so in this iteration, he actually lets them live. Like, he lets the wife live and he lets the daughter live. Right. And they're saying that, like, it's kind of like a retribution. Like, the Man in Black is trying to, like, do it a little bit differently this time. Mm-hmm. And, like, because at the end of the day, like, he's still playing Ford's game. So he's thinking, like, if he plays it maybe differently, he can, like, get, like, a different answer.
He can get farther.
He can get farther. But, like, even the daughter, like, cryptically, like, she's like, it doesn't matter. Like,
right.
She's basically like, it doesn't matter what you do at this point. You've already, like, basically, like, fucked up enough times.
Yeah.
And she's like, if you're looking forward, you're looking in the wrong direction. So, he's screwed.
So, what did you think of that whole sequence with him and the Confederado?
Didn't get it. I was kind of bored, to be honest. And
same.
I just didn't understand, like, why. Like, I love Jonathan Tucker. Like, I want to marry him, like, tomorrow. But I don't understand, like, what that whole, like, the meaning behind it was.
Right.
And, like, the purpose of his death, even at this point, because they do end up killing Jonathan Tucker's character.
They blow him up. Yeah.
So, like, I don't understand. And,
like, for me, it's almost like I'm trying to watch it as though he's going through a actual arcade game. So it's almost like he's going
but
to,
there
like,
has to be
he's
a
meeting a boss.
Meaning. Do you know what I mean? Like, there has to be another meaning to it. And, like, I mean, I think there's a part where, like, he sees, like, the tracks, right? Like, the railroad tracks.
Yeah.
And he says, like, and I missed it the first time, but he says, like, they're building west.
They're building a different
direction.
They're building
west, and that's not the right direction. So he's, like, questioning, like, he's like, I think someone else is playing this game with me right now.
Right. Yeah. That's he's like, massive. he's realizing there's other people are kind of getting to the same goal.
Yeah.
Right. So that was a big situation too, but for sure, like, he's not alone in this, and the game is also being set up in a different way. So he's trying to, like, pick up on all these, like, little tiny clues. And I guess him with Lawrence's storyline in this town is, like you said, he tried to change it up a little bit so he can see if he can get a better outcome or a different outcome. This time around, he was able to get rid of the Confederado guy and then like, move forward with a few extra bodies, like the uncles came or whatever, to help him.
Right. So my question is, you know, the Man in Black is forever looking for, like, this door, right? Like, whatever his game ends is going to be, like, where the door is.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he remember where this door is? Like,
I'm assuming that he never knew where this door is in the first place. Because or you're saying William, like, young William.
No, like, the Man in Black, because, okay, why don't we get to the end and then we can ask this question? Because it might make more sense.
Yeah.
It might make more sense, like, after.
Okay.
So after that, right, we cut to, so in between all of this is this really cool, like, sequence. Mm-hmm. In this, like, really cool, like, futuristic, really, like, sterile, like room, kind of, or, like, world. We don't really know where it is because we kind of jump into it in the beginning. There's music playing, and we see James Delos, and he's sort of just, like, living, like, a simple, like, daily routine.
Right. He's, like, working out, coffee. He's, like,
jerking off, like, whatever, cool.
Right. forgot about that.
And then, like, such a random, like thing to put in there. So at the beginning, like, did you understand what was happening, or were you just like, this is his life, he's living in an apartment somewhere?
No, I mean, considering what we saw from him last time, I figured that he was either like in some room getting tested or getting like
treatment or something.
He definitely was getting some sort of treatment because it looks too clean, but I also I was like, damn, his like life looks so nice.
Like, definitely, like, I thought that like he was like getting treatment, so like he's in like this like
fancy place,
fancy like zone, like no air, whatever zone. Right. Anyways, so we see eventually that like the William comes to
young
visit
William.
Him. Young William comes to visit him, and he has a drink for him, and like there's like this awkward like scripted like dialogue between the two that feels very like rehearsed almost, like because William looks very like. He looks very curious. He's like, what's he going to say next? Almost like it felt like that, you know?
Yeah.
And so he pours him a drink, and like the entire time, like James is kind of shaking, right? Like he can't really pour the drink properly.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like he can't make his coffee like perfect. Like the milk keeps spilling.
Right. And so we see iterations of this a few times over before we realize, I mean, you realize pretty much by the second time.
Yeah, you realize like by the second time that like, okay, he's on a loop, obviously.
Yeah.
He's probably a host.
And he's definitely a host, yeah.
Yeah, and William comes back, I guess one more time, like as William, young William.
Right. And he kind of lays it all down for him in that storyline, right?
Yeah, and so then he comes back as the Man in Black.
As yeah, he comes back the as like the one. old man, William.
Old William. And this was probably one of the best scenes ever, like in Westworld, yeah. like history. Like
it's it was such a freaking amazing scene. It was so powerful and it was so like sad to like see it all kind of go. But essentially, the guy's going through it and he's reading the script, but William has to essentially explain, like, listen, this is your, like, 150th iteration. You've been here for,
like, 15 years.
You've been in here from time, not even. I think it's been, like, 45 years. Yeah. And all your kids are dead. Like, everybody's dead. Your wife is dead. There's no one to go back to. Logan, your son has died. Died on overdose.
No one's coming for you, essentially. Like, I'm your only, like, person here.
Right.
And this
it's just an interesting concept because, you know, like this is the first time, not the first time actually, not come to think of it, but this is one of the first times that we see a host or like a humanoid that has the consciousness of a human, right? Like they injected his brain into a robot, essentially.
Right.
And the reason why, and the whole thing is according to William, their research says that the human brain plateaus, like they have a conscious plateau where they stop start to realize that they're
the host brain. You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, the host brain. Yeah.
It starts to like glitch out, and it can't go past like a couple of weeks or like 3 or 4 weeks until it realizes that it's like rejecting reality essentially. Yeah. That's what he says. So as he's explaining this, he's like pissed off, and like the robot starts to like freak out. Like Jim the robot freaks out, and in the last iteration with like old Man in Black William, he's like, I think I'm done. Like, I think I can't bring you back anymore.
Yeah, he says something really interesting. And, like, it is one of my best lines. He goes, not everyone is meant to live forever. Like, it answers his own question, too. It's like, what were you trying to do from the beginning? Like, why did you think people could live forever? Or, like, I guess for some people, you want them just to be there forever.
Right.
But, like...
And, like, that's the thing. In his pursuit
it gets really sad, too.
Like, it does get really sad. Because in the pursuit of him trying to find immortality, not just by, like, keeping Jim alive. Like, Jim trying to become immortal is one thing. Because he's, like, done. He's, like, been dead from time.
Yeah.
But in the process, like, obviously, the Man in Black has been spending his entire life trying to get this, like, to work. So, the fact that he never got there and... just realize, and what he lost in the meantime,
for sure,
it's just really sad, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. For
he's
sure.
like, your wife died, your daughter died.
Yeah, and I'm sure with the new addition of that character that we're gonna talk about, it's gonna uncover that more of like how he gave up his life for Westworld and like getting this weapon, and like nothing ended up happening with it.
Nothing ended up happening.
My question was always like, we knew that, like, once we knew that William was the Man in Black, I was like, damn, like, what took him so long to, like, uncover all of this? Like, it's been years, and he's still playing a game. So now I kind of understand, like, why it took so long, because they were trying to develop this guy for all these years, and, like, nothing came of it. So, like, I guess it does take a long time to, you know, perfect this, like, code or whatever it is, you know?
My thing is, too, if like the Man in Black, like William, was such a strong part of the Delos like company, how come he didn't know like the ins and outs? Like, how come he didn't talk to Ford on a a good relationship? You know what I mean?
That's my question. Yeah. And I want to know like where it started from. Like, where did he say, I want to build these like hosts or like humans into hosts? Because I feel like Ford wasn't down for that. There is no way Ford would have been okay with that idea. And I feel like that's probably where they clashed. And maybe Ford had no idea about those secret labs. There's no way Ford would have been okay with that.
Right.
And like, that's true. Maybe once he found out about it, you know, once he did find out that they had that secret lab, he did some shit, you know,
aka and he like got that, Bernard that, to like go in there exactly. and like kill everybody.
Ooh. And that little like brain thing could very well be Ford's real like brain, and he's gonna put himself into another host. So like we don't know yet, but I definitely don't think like Ford like agreed with the Man in Black in what they
sense.
Were doing.
That makes sense.
You know,
because if you really think about it, the question that I kept asking was, you know, like William spent his entire life trying to figure out this whole humanoid consciousness thing, where when you look at Bernard, he's basically the same character. He's the same issue, right? Like they took a real person, Arnold, and then they put it into a robot body and gave them a robot consciousness.
Yeah, and
he made
him look the same. Yeah.
Made him look exactly the same. So like, it was done in a different way, because I guess with William's version, he wanted him to like live a regular life outside of Westworld. Whereas Bernard was created to like be Ford's slave, I guess. I don't know.
So originally when we find out that like Bernard is a host, we just assume that like he's just like a regular host. Like he was just reprogrammed and like cool, he has a computer brain. But after this week's episode, it's obvious that he's like the first prototype of that thing.
Probably. For sure.
He has his real brain in him, and like he's actually just a host body.
Yeah, like Ford did that successfully.
Ford did it successfully, for sure. Yeah.
And it's kind of reminding me about that time where, you know, where Teresa dies, now that I'm starting to think about it, where Teresa was like, Teresa in that area where she was killed, she was like, what's going on in here? And like in the back, there's like this old school kind of printer. So maybe that was Ford's version of what, you know, like William has been doing in a completely different way.
I honestly
way,
still feel like Teresa's there somewhere. I'm on like, I don't know. Like, I feel like she's going to come back somehow.
But why? She's like,
I don't know. Dead. I don't know what she would bring to the show. I just feel like you never know with this damn show. There's like secrets everywhere.
Fair enough.
Okay. So my question was, if the Man in Black had already like, so my thing is the door, he's talking about the door that leads to like James Delos's like prison.
Right.
So why doesn't he know where it is? He's been there before.
I don't think that's the door that he's looking for.
Okay, so it's totally different the door he's looking for.
No.
It's not that door.
I don't think that's what he's looking for.
But even so then, anyway, like if he knows about the secret labs, like he should know where they are.
Or he should go right back there. Yeah, exactly. It's
like,
true.
Like he has to know more than what he knows, I feel like. Unless the door is like a completely different door and where we haven't seen it yet, you know?
Or he's still trying to get to the secret weapon, like wherever the F it, know, that man. Is like I don't know like why I don't know why it's taking him so long to get there. I don't know, I guess they're dragging it out a bit, but at the same time, like, I'm just not even sure like where they're going with everything right now. So anyway, he goes on his way after the whole Lauren storyline, and he bumps into somebody, and he bumps into his daughter,
his daughter,
who happens to be Grace. Yeah.
The Raj. Yeah.
From the Raj.
That was so pretty like WTF. I didn't even think of that.
And one of our friends actually mentioned that that's likely a different storyline too. That's like a different time period as well, because she's now like, she has a horse. She's like, she's not in the same place that she was when she ran away from Ghost Nation this episode. So like, I don't know what that means, but like maybe they're just fast forwarding it just to like help us with the timeline.
Yeah,
but,
maybe.
You know, like now she's on a horse. Now she's like, she looks good. She's not like, she doesn't look like she's like in any distress. So like, we don't know how she got there. We're not sure if they're going to cut back to like her, like getting her ass together.
Yeah.
You know, I have no idea. But anyway, she meets up with her dad. So we find out that there's that like actual link there between
an important part of her mission too, also guys, is like she said it before, she's like, I'm coming here and I'm gonna I'm trying to like fix something, or I'm gonna stay here forever. Like she, whatever she's trying to do in the world, is it might be the same thing as like what he's trying to do. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like they're both coming there to like end this all, whatever all is, kind of thing, you know?
But it's weird that they wouldn't just go in there together. So I wanted to know.
Yeah, there obviously
is
like drama. There obviously is drama for sure. And like we're probably gonna like definitely like explore that. And I'm so excited for that storyline.
I mean, what else did we learn about the Man in Black? We learned that his wife killed herself, because there's shots of her like kind of killing herself in the tub or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we see, so that's like Jim's daughter. And who else? Oh, so the one question that I have is, they never mentioned the daughter at all. Like Jim's, not Jim's daughter, the Man in Black's daughter, William's daughter.
Right.
Who is Grace.
Yeah.
But in a couple episodes ago with what's her face, We got Dolores. When they're doing like the retirement party for Jim in that episode. Do you remember that episode?
Yeah. So like, you're saying that the name doesn't match to like Grace's
name. The name doesn't match. So
it could be a different daughter.
So if that's the case, because like the other one's name was Emily, like who introduces herself to Doris. And then like William calls her back over. He's like, come back, Emily, or whatever. And I'm like, but Grace is not Emily. So what's going on? So my speculation
is, could Grace be Dolores's daughter?
Oh my God. What? I can't. What? If that's real, I just took that in. That can't be true.
Yeah. It's
so weird.
Why can't it be true? Because there's a baby in the intro sequence.
True.
I mean, you never know. You never know, right? Like, that could come into play.
But then who's Emily? Like, what happened to that girl?
Maybe it's like his first daughter.
Right. Anyway, we don't know. It'll be really interesting to see like where they kind of continue that storyline, because a lot of people, including myself, like noticed that like their names didn't match up. So
and there has to be something behind that for sure.
Right.
That means they had more than one daughter.
Yeah, for sure.
And so
it
probably wasn't James's daughter's daughter. You know what I mean?
James. Yeah, yeah. Like a great granddaughter.
It's probably from someone else that he had that like second daughter with.
Oh, you're saying like some next girl.
Do you know what I mean? Because then he would say like my granddaughters. Like, right. You know, when James was asking like, why is he only talking about like one granddaughter?
Right. I don't think he talks to him about that. But anyway.
Oh,
like,
he doesn't?
Yeah, that's a good, that is a good point. Like, we don't really know why the Man in Black's wife kills herself. It could be like, maybe it has something to do with Emily. Maybe Emily dies.
Yeah, like, and maybe Emily dies while he's in the world or something. Yeah, for sure.
There could be a lot of things that happen, but it's really interesting to see this whole drama in this episode, because it really shows that, you know, this pursuit of immortality that William has been like trying to achieve this whole time, he's like missed out on his entire life.
Of course, so it's
like,
yeah.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's that storyline. Just to finish it all up, the door that they open, Elsie and Bernard, it's actually the place where
James is staying. Yeah,
Jim's last iteration was staying. So in the episode, the last iteration, the MIB like doesn't like leaves him there. He doesn't kill him. He doesn't terminate it. He just like lets it stay there.
Yeah.
So while it stays there, I guess there was like shit hit the fan. And
it's funny because throughout the whole episode, one of his lines that James kept saying was, you cheat the devil, you owe him an offering.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because when Elsie and Bernard stumble on him, like at the end, like this place literally looks like hell. He looks like the devil. Like James looks like the devil. Like he's pedaling backwards on his bike as if like he wants to like go back in time. He's cutting his face like in the mirror. Like there's like blood like dripping down his face.
Yeah.
There's like red lights. To, like, there's fire. You know, and in the end, like the fire does, like it covers him, right? Like I think it swallows him.
It looks like hell, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, so they end up terminating him, like Elsie and Bernard end up terminating him, and they realize, like Bernard realizes that that's Jim Delos.
Yeah, and also in this struggle, like because he was about to kill, Elsie, like James was gonna kill Elsie, and then Bernard like saves her, and like literally like. Not kills, but he beats the shit out of James.
Yeah.
And so we see that like Bernard has like this crazy super strength.
Right. Which makes me feel like he's got like a lot of other, I mean, he does, it ends up showing that he killed everybody in that room. So it just goes to show that he's not this like innocent scientist. He's like, he's got a dark like side a to weapon. Him.
Yeah.
He's a weapon, which is what I said from time. I was like, maybe he is a secret weapon.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll see what happens with that. But like, that's basically the entire episode.
That was it, guys.
Let's get into our recap roundups.
Recap roundups.
Best moment.
My best moment definitely was that whole final sequence with the Man in Black and Jim. I thought it was really, really cool to see like that whole breakdown. I thought the acting was really, really good. Like to see this guy like glitch the F out, like the actor who plays him. I was like, this is crazy. Like, I can't believe that like they're showing like this humanoid like not working, and the fact that it's taken him like 25 years and it still failed. Like, I thought that that whole storyline was really cool, but that final sequence when he glitches out and he like goes insane, like, was really cool.
Yeah.
What was your best moment?
My best moment, I think, was just realizing what this weapon could potentially be, and like seeing all those things finally. So like seeing the milk and the blood was like really like just eye-opening. Shocking. Like this is actually happening here. Like they're actually turning like, you know, real people into hosts. And how far is that going to take us? Like, what else are we going to see? Like, it's going to be really, really crazy.
Interesting.
WTF moment.
My WTF moment was definitely like seeing his daughter at the end and her being like, hi, dad. I was like, what? Hey, bitch, what?
Yeah. Yeah, that was really crazy. But at the same time, did you feel like that was kind of expected at that point?
No, I didn't think she was his daughter at all.
They were related.
No.
Yeah, I felt like she had something to do with like being higher up, but I didn't really
I thought definitely like their stories would intersect, but like being his daughter, like, yeah, I don't know why I didn't think of that at all. No, that's I didn't think so.
So that was kind of cool. My WTF moment was finding Elsie. So like to your point, like the gags of this episode were like, what the F is happening? So yeah, for me that was like the really big thing. I was like, why? How is she still alive? Like, how does her hair still look on fleek? Like, what the hell?
MVP.
And my MVP is gonna be Elsie, because I feel like she definitely like she came through this episode. She saved Bernard. She didn't just kill him. And she knew how to fix him. And I feel like we needed her. Like, we needed her at this point in the story to like uncover more things. And Bernard is too weak to like figure out on his own. So he definitely needs her. And like, they've been homies from time. So like, he definitely like needs her to like help him, you know?
That's true. My MVP is going to be Bernard, because I feel like he is starting to figure out his own life. He's like getting his life together, basically.
Yeah.
And he's starting to like remember things, and he's starting to like be helpful instead of being like, I have no corneal fluid. Like, he's actually helping and he's trying to like figure his self out. So I think that he's...
It's crazy though, because when Elsie was like... like you're leaking fluid, she goes, my guess is you shot yourself in the head. Like, so that means that like you can't, they're not completely like healing themselves. Like, there obviously still is like damage done to him, right?
Well, that's the whole thing with like even Maeve, like she found like a piece of shrapnel in her body.
Yeah.
Like, they just reuse their bodies. They don't really like reset them completely and like print them completely. So like, yeah, for sure. They definitely reset him without realizing that he had brain damage.
LVP.
My LVP is young William. I felt really disappointed in him. I thought that he like really showed like a really dark side to him, which I know that we keep seeing more and more darkness of him, but you know, like just the comparison of season one and seeing him season two, it's like really interesting to see like how he got there, why he got there, what made him like kind of this
and
not mad
him,
scientist, but
like
what
yeah,
made him
but
this
what did
hungry, like but, crazy weird person, you know?
Like, was it just money and fame that he was looking for to like have this sick company? Like, what was it? What moment was like his aha moment where he was like, I need to buy this company, I need to make real people like and put hosts, and like what was all of that?
Was it all because of Dolores? Like, was it all because Dolores like inspired something
exactly.
in him?
I don't know.
Like, because that's really where everything changes. Like, when he went to Westworld
like, with
Dolores.
Like Dolores. Yeah.
Right. He like got the V, and then he was like,
so,
yo,
I'm
a different person.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, that's what I want to know more about too.
Recap roundups.
Best moment. Yeah, my best line was, William is talking to or the Men in Black is talking to James, and he goes, I'm beginning to think this whole enterprise was a mistake. People aren't meant to live forever. Take you for example. In truth, everyone prefers a memory of you to the man himself. And like, it was such a good line.
Because
also the fact that like not everyone is meant to live forever. And it's interesting because Dolores says one of the similar things too, when she was like, not everyone is gonna like come with
last
us
through
or
yeah,
last
no, yeah.
or not everyone deserves to like be, you know,
a part of
on
the
our,
final
on our,
destination
on their journey or whatever that means, right? Yeah. So it's like, are we now gonna pick and choose like who lives and who dies too?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's what it is. It's like deciding like who's allowed to be part of that.
And there's
that
almost
world.
Like a cockiness in him when he says it, as if like he's deciding that James should not even live. Like, he's not even worthy to live anymore because he's been such a like a shady person all his life or whatever, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah, that's really interesting. And to just jump off of that, my favorite line has to do with that kind of same storyline. It's when the Ghost Nation kind of whispers something in the Hemsworth brothers' ear, he goes, mm-hmm. "You only live as long as the last person who remembers you."
It's and so true.
It was so deep. I'm like, I want that tattooed on my body. Like, I thought it was like so heavy and like so real.
That's
like,
your it's such a legacy. True story. Like, that's your
It only matters how long you last, like based on like the people that are able to tell your story. So, like, it was really, really deep. And like, it was right before they were gonna kill him or like fake kill him. So I thought it was like, you know, one of those things where it's like, if nobody gives a shit about you, then I can just kill you right now. And well, they didn't, but I just thought it was really, really heavy and a very
and also the statement. Idea of like, you can live forever, but if everyone around you that you've known your whole life is dead, then what's the point?
Right? Or forgets like, about you.
Or forgets you know, about like, you. Like, just how, like, William was telling, like, James, he was like, everyone that you love is dead. They're gone. So there's no one coming for you. So it doesn't even matter at this point to live. Because like, you lost everyone anyways, you know?
Exactly.
So,
there's no point.
Yeah.
Oh, so depressing.
It's, like, so effing deep. Like, it's crazy. Yeah.
So that's the episode, guys. Let us know what you guys think. Make sure you guys comment on the video and subscribe to the channel, as always. Thank you for listening. Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. That was not too bad.
Yeah.
40 minutes.
Yeah.